Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Six pack of college football questions. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, Doug, here we go. Texas leapfrog. They leapfrog Georgia. Is this the right call?
Yeah, Texas now number one. They got the best win of the year, I think, at Michigan. The way I would do the rankings, I would base it on teams with same record, who's got the best win or wins. I was trying to figure out what the second best win of the year is, or what would be what it would debate with. Maybe it's USC over LSU. It could have been Notre Dame at Texas A&M, but now Notre Dame has the loss, so they don't have the same record. Both BC and Georgia Tech's wins over Florida State don't look like much. Miami's win over Florida doesn't look nearly as impressive. So, yeah, I think Texas has arguably the best win of the year. And I have Texas 1 and USC 2 based on that criteria. But, you know, that's how I do it. So, yeah, I think it's the right call.
I have no issue with this whatsoever. I think it's the right call. It is and will be a fluid situation as the season goes by. You know, who's number one right now doesn't matter. These are AP rankings and, you know, coaches rankings, whatever. Once you get down to the voting for the playoff, then it changes. But look, they come off an impressive road win. Georgia just skimmed past Kentucky 13-12. I'm sorry. It's pretty obvious to say Texas should leapfrog Georgia.
Yeah, I agree with this one. Georgia, I mean, if Georgia beats Alabama, it just flips back. It is fluid, Gator, you know. When you barely get by Kentucky, I know it's, you know, a power conference school, but 1-point victory, and then you have Texas beating Michigan on their resume, I think this is the right call. All right, sneaky good game Friday night. 3-0 Illinois faces 3-0 Nebraska. What's your early call on this game?
I don't think you guys are going to be surprised at this. I'm all in on Nebraska. You know how I feel about Dylan Raiola. I think he's really, really talented for just being a freshman. He's ready to roll. Matt Rhule has this team playing pretty good football on both sides. And they've got that fan base that is so rabid. And you're going to put that in a nighttime environment? Yeah, I'll take the Huskers over the Fighting Bielema.
So I am very open about being a Brett Bielema fan. And Illinois has won. Right now, I think they're third in the country with 6 passes intercepted so far this year. They've held opponents to 150 yards a game passing. I think this is a chance for Luke Altmyer to steal the show from Dylan Raiola, who will get all the hype leading into this game, but he is still a freshman. So I'm going to take the junior quarterback in the Illini to go on the road and to get this win. That's my early read.
Yeah, you know, I was a big Matt Rhule fan when he went to Nebraska. I thought it happened a little bit earlier, but I think he needed his quarterback and his quarterback to be cosplaying Patrick Mahomes. And Raiola is a damn good freshman. It's hard not to be on this bandwagon, guys. I actually just wish Matt Rhule would cosplay Andy Reid. Let's just get this thing going. He got the facial hair. He's a little bit bigger guy. I think he can make it happen. But yeah, I don't think it's a sneaky good game. I think it's actually a really good game, but I got Nebraska winning this one. All right, Indiana blasts UCLA, UCLA, 42-13. Are the Hoosiers for real?
So I've seen Indiana start the season before and win unimpressive non-conference games, and I'm going to chalk this up as another unimpressive win. UCLA is dreadful, and I can't imagine what's wrong with that program. And now that they're in the Big Ten, I guess I care a little bit more. They have got a gorgeous campus. It is a great school. They have fertile recruiting ground, and they stink. And the only thing I can think of is that it's an hour bus ride to their home stadium and they have no atmosphere. There were 48,000 people in the Rose Bowl for that game and it was sterile. They need to level that track that they've got in the middle of their campus and put up an on-campus football stadium. But I digress. No, Indiana is not for real, and I don't think we'll know they're for real until November when they face Michigan and Ohio State in back-to-back games.
I think they're real in a sense that they can win 8 games this season. I mean, if you want to use that as a, are they for real? I think that they are for real from there, but I don't think they're like a contender in the Big Ten. I mean, they got a really impressive point totals, but I agree. UCLA might just be awful for a multitude of reasons, which is kind of strange because I agree with you. How are you bad when you've got that kind of recruiting ground and you want to, you know, not play games at a Rose Bowl? I would highlight that you play games at a Rose Bowl. It's an amazing place.
There it goes.
Beautiful. But for whatever reason, they just can't get it going. But Indiana always has a ceiling, and I think 8 games is probably their ceiling.
Yeah, I don't think Indiana's real, guys. UCLA is terrible. Now, had Indiana basketball beat UCLA basketball 42-13, I'd be like, yeah, the Hoosiers basketball team is for real. 13 points in a game? But no, the ceiling may be 8 for the Hoosiers. Either way, UCLA's terrible. I don't think Indiana's real. Next question here. All right, big noon kickoff pregame is in Columbus for Ohio State Marshall. Huh?
Yeah, this one doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you know, I say it all the time. Dude, the hell? This doesn't make any sense, particularly when you're, Fox, you've got the option to go with Big 12 games or Big 10 games, and you're choosing to pass up Oklahoma State hosting Utah. Oklahoma State's 14 in the country right now. Utah is 12 in the country right now. That's in the AP poll. And Utah is 10, and Oklahoma State is 15 in the coaches poll. Why wouldn't you go with that game?
Only thing I can think of is that it's Central Time Zone, and they couldn't move the game to an 11 a.m. local kick. That would be the only... I mean, the other thing they could do is... They could have been in Ann Arbor again for USC Michigan. That's the only ranked on ranked. There's two ranked on ranked Big Ten games. There's USC at Michigan and there's Illinois at Nebraska. But Fox moved the Illinois Nebraska game to Friday night, as we said. Kansas West Virginia could have been a selection for them, but that game's lost its luster with those two teams start. I just think they opted for the brand Ohio State over two teams that college football fans appreciate, but I don't think they think that the Oklahoma State-Utah game is going to get the ratings.
Why don't they just do, I mean, who cares what time the game starts? You're just doing your pregame show. It's about the pregame show. I mean, hey, don't forget this game kicks off at 4. Isn't it fine?
It could.
Yeah, I don't get this one, guys. Is Matthew McConaughey coming to midfield to face off with Sean Springs or something with the two flags, and like you know, like you did with Charles Woodson? You know,
he was the coach at Marshall.
Yes.
It took me a second to figure out.
Well,
what you
I knew
were doing.
You'd figure out because you're a movie guy, Gator. I'm not sure. I mean, it went over his head. But I don't get that part. But yeah, this doesn't make any sense to me. There's a lot better games they could have gone to, but you know, it is what it is. All right, Florida is 1-2. Florida State is 0-3. What is going on in one of the most talent-rich states in the union here, guys?
All right, so in Florida's case, I think it's mismanagement of Billy Napier. He came in hot with NIL and has fizzled, and they don't have a winning record yet, and I think he's in trouble. I don't really like Mike Norvell, but I think he should be granted some grace. That was a team that went undefeated last year. They had 10 wins the year before, and I think this is an example of how you can swing and miss in this day and age of quick turnarounds in college football. They lost their quarterback last year to injury, kept them out of the playoff, and then they really didn't replace him. They tried, but they swung and missed. And I'm going to give Norvell a little bit of grace, but these are two schools and programs that I think have been ineffective in their portal additions.
Well, I think the problem is that Florida State... I mean, Florida is just, they've been a kind of a mess since Urban left. They've had a couple of flare-up years, but nothing really sustained there. And with Florida State, I think the problem there is that they're not ready to be that big boy. Okay, they had a big year, but they're not reloading. They don't reload like Ohio State does or Alabama or Georgia. They're nowhere near that. And, you know, when the quarterback got hurt last year, people started to leave. And then you had the players that left for the NFL. They lost some really good talent to the NFL. You look at Keon Coleman and Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. That's a lot to lose from one year to the next. And it's just, they're just not ready to reload. And they made a mistake with the quarterback. You do not bank on DJ Uiagalelei.
You know, I think this is just college football. This isn't your grandfather's college football or your dad's college football. I think there's only like two or three teams that are tier one elite programs that consistently can stay at the top every single year. Florida and Florida State aren't one of those teams. It's like Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, honestly. Everybody else, you might have to expect every now and then to just be a 7-8 win team. I mean, to win 10, 11, 12 games every year consistently, very hard in this new college football.
Plus, I buried the lead. My number one comment on this is it's all about the U in the state of Florida right now. People are dying for University of Miami to be good, and they're good again, and that's where the player's going to want to play.
Yeah, but I think this will change. Who knows what it looks like in 5-6 years.
Enough maybe talent for them all to be good.
There is, but I think it just continually rotates, guys.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Colorado quarterback Shador Sanders refused to shake hands with Colorado State quarterback Braden Flowers. Nicolosi said before the game, he said, hype only gets you so far. What's your take on this?
He's cashing out a receipt. I don't have a problem with this. If Shador does want to shake his hand after the game, okay, it might make him look stupid, but in his mind, if he's like, screw this guy, what'd you say about it before the game? Why would I shake your hand now? Go away. He can do it. It may not look good, but it's his prerogative.
I was never a trash talker, but what always amazed me about trash talkers is they would talk a ton of trash, and then after the game, everybody was kind of hugs and high fives. Not the case here in Colorado in this case. And I'm wondering if the outside pressure and the outside scrutiny is starting to get a little bit to the Colorado program. And just something to keep an eye on. They make a lot of headlines. They do a lot of things differently. And I think maybe the scrutiny's starting to get to the young man. I don't know, but I'm surprised he didn't shake his hand.
Yeah, I see both sides, to be honest with you. Personally, I prefer that they would have shook hands. It didn't have to be like anything, dap each other up, hug, bro hug, anything like that. Just more of a mutual respect. Hey, you know, game's over. Congratulations, you won. That's it. Nothing big. But I also understand the fact that when you talk trash, the other man is going to keep receipts at some point. And so I respect the fact that Shador Sanders says, you know what? I remember what you said, man. And I don't want to shake hands, so I understand it.
There it is, a swing around the country, college football. We'll talk some Michigan, Michigan State a little bit later on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.